弟兄姐妹平安。今年夏天我们教会有好多家庭都回国探亲。
Many people went back home this summer.
现在我想问一个问题。
So I want to ask a question.
就是你觉得回国这个最短最愉快的这个方法是什么呀？
What do you think is the fastest way home?
不是帅哥，小哥还有呢？
To pray. Okay, anyone else?
好，这个问题呢，实际上在很早以前，在这个英国的这个《泰晤士报》，他就问过这么一个问题。
Long time ago, London Times actually asked this question.
他就问说是从你所住的地方到伦敦，那么最短就是最快的方式是什么
？The question is, what is the fastest way to London from where you live?
当时这个他这里说的是一个有奖的这个征答。
So they pose this question as a competition with rewards.
所以你答对了就有奖赏。
If you have a good answer, you'll get the reward.
所以这个问题出来以后，有好多这些信件呢，就是答案都纷纷而来。
So many people participated in this competition.
还有一些报纸呢，就各种理论、各种猜想就都当出来了。
And the media talked about it a lot.
可是他最后的这个答案是什么呢
？But do you know what's the answer that won?
就是有一个好的这个伴侣同行。
And the answer is to have a good companion to be with you.
因为这个不管这个路途有多远
，because regardless of how far the journey is,
如果你有一个知心的伴侣和你同行的话
，if you have a good companion with you,
你这个旅途呢就变得轻松和愉快。
Your journey will be a relaxing and joyful one.
所以你再短的路程呢，再长的路呢都变短了。
So the longest journey will seem very short.
因为这时间就不知不觉的就过去了。
Because time will lapse without your knowing.
同样，如果在我们人生的这个旅途中
，likewise in our life,
如果有谁他做我们的伴侣
，if someone is our companion in our life,
神
option, if God is the companion in our life,
所以我们的人生呢就会容易得多。
Then our life will become much easier.
所以我们人生呢就会充满平安和喜乐
，it will be full of joy and peace。
我们的人生呢就会变得更加有意义
，and it will be much more meaningful。
我们做一个祷告
，let us pray。
亲天父你的智慧是何等的大
，Lord God, how great is your wisdom？
你的智慧长阔高深是真是是我们无法想象的
，Your wisdom is incomprehensible to us。
是吧？我们知道我们人是有限，是渺小的。
We know that we as humans are very powerless.
这是求主给我们一颗谦卑的心。
So please give us a humble heart.
让我们愿意把我们的有限和你的无限连接起来。
So that we may connect our limitation with your limitlessness.
这样，主啊，你就会充满我们的心。
So that you may fill our heart.
我们的人生就会变得有意义。
That our life may become a meaningful one.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们能够认识你。
To know you.
因为认识耶和华就是智慧的开端。
Because knowing you is the beginning of wisdom.
我们把以下时间向主来仰望。
We give the remaining time to you.
求你与我们同在。
That you may be with us.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
在圣经我们知道圣经有好多些好多人物。
There are many people in the Bible.
以诺呢是我最喜欢的这个这个人物之一。
Enoch is one of the characters I like most.
我这是所以喜欢以诺呢，是因为他是非常的平凡。
The reason is because of his ordinariness.
因为他不像这个我们知道不像大卫一样，他是这个君王。
He's not like a David who's a king.
他也不像就是所罗门一样，就是他有那么好像就是有智慧。
He's not like Solomon who is wise.
他也不像摩西一样呢，神给了他这个很大的这个能力。
He's not like Moses who's blessed with ability from God.
他像你、像我、像这个所有的平常人都一样。
He is like you, like him, like me, and like everyone else.
他是一个平凡的人。
He is an ordinary person.
但是这个有一天呢，他这么一个平凡的人，他认识了上帝。
One day, this ordinary person came to know God.
他所有一切这个琐碎单调的事呢，都变成了有意义。
And suddenly, every drudgery of his life became meaningful.
他的这个人生呢，就与这个神连在一起。
Because his life suddenly became connected to God.
从此的一切都都有了改变。
Everything changed ever since.
他的一生呢，就变成了这个荣耀神的一生。
His life became one that is glorifying to God.
我最敬佩的是，就是他在300年呢，就一直与神同行。
What really touched me is that he walked with God for 300 years.
那300年他没有半途而废。
Never gave up.
他也没有这个忽冷忽热。
Never was wavering.
我想虽然在他的一生可能会经历很多的这个挫折和困难。
I'm sure that he must have suffered many inflictions and challenges in his life.
但是他持之以恒呢，与这个爱神的心不动摇。
But his determined love to God is never wavering.
他一直把这个服侍神呢放在他生活的第一位。
He always put give serving God as the first thing in his life.
最后呢，这个谁上帝就把他接走。
Eventually, God took him away.
和上帝这个永远在一起。
To dwell with God forever.
我们知道，在上帝中间有两个人是没有见过死亡，直接被神接走的。
We know that there are two people in the Bible who never experienced flesh, death in the flesh, and was taken away by God.
Enoch 就是与神被神接去的第一位。
Enoch was one of the two.
另外一位是谁呢？
What's the other one?
Elijah 是吧？
Elijah, it's
Elijah. 对，还有他也是在圣经里边提到是两个与神同行的人之一。
Enoch was also one of the two people who walked with God.
那么另外一个是谁呢？
Who's the other one?
挪亚。
It's Noah.
我刚开始这个读圣经的时候当读到这些人物记载的时候。
When I first read Genesis and read about the records of the people.
我就觉得好像这些记载呢好像没有兴趣。
I felt it's quite boring.
我觉得好像有些很琐碎的事是什么都记载下来了。
It focuses too much on the trifle details.
如果你从这个翻到第五章，你从第一节一直看到这个第三十二节的话
，For example, if you just look at chapter 5 and start reading it,
你几乎看到就是说好像是这个从亚当开始，每一个人呢，他这个生下来的。
You'll see that all it says is that someone was born.
他这个长大了。
And he grew up.
他然后又生儿子了。
And then he became father of someone else.
对，儿子呢又长大了。
And the son became, grew up again.
儿子呢又生了孙子了。
And he became the father of someone else.
孙子又长大了。
And the grandson grew up.
孙子又生儿子了。
And he became the father of someone else.
就是生了死了。
And live and die.
死了又生了。
Die and live.
好像觉得这样记得好像觉得就是没有什么意义。
So on the surface, it seems that such records are pretty meaningless.
但是就是我后来就通过反复的这个读啊。
But after I repeatedly read,
我是觉得这个越读越觉得神的话语宝贵。
I feel God's abundance in these verses.
就是他每一句话，他每一个数字，它都有意义。
Every single verse, every single number here has its meaning.
我承认我在圣经里边还有许多话，我觉得我还是不懂。
I admit that I still do not understand many verses.
但是我知道现在说的它是有意义的。
But I know that every single one of them is meaningful.
只要我们有一颗谦卑的心
，so that we can have a humble heart.
我们能够安静地站在神的面前
，to stand before God.
那求神指示我们
，to petition God to lead us.
我想就是带着一个谦卑的心来读圣经，那么结果就不一样。
With a humble heart.And reading the Bible will be very different.
虽然在人看来好像这经文没有什么意义。
In people, too many people they seem meaningless.
但是你用心读呢，你会在这些话里边能够找出这个丰富的这个教训。
But with perusal, these verses will become very abundant in messages.
我们现在就从创世纪的这个五章21-29节这个前半节，还有这个。创世纪7-6节来看这些记载生儿育女以及这个年岁的意义。
So we'll now focus on Genesis chapter 5, 21-29 and chapter 7, verse 6.
这五章二十一节说这个以诺活到65岁，生了这个马土撒拉。
So chapter 5, verse 21 says, when Enoch had lived for 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah.
这个马土沙拉是什么意思呢
？What does Methuselah mean?
这个马土沙拉这个意思本身就是说，他死的时候那个洪水就变回静里。
It means the flood shall come when he dies.
那么神就是借着这个名字呢，把这个启示呢，带给这个以诺。
Through this name, God revealed, the message to Enoch.
让以诺知道说，这个孩子的存在呢，不会被这个世界这个所就是所在的这个神要审判的世界呢更长。
So that Enoch may know that the longevity of this child will not surpass the world's.
所以一旦这个孩子他要过世的话，神就会来审判这个世界。
That whenever this child dies, God's judgment shall come upon them.
神来会就会来会惩罚这个人间的罪孽。
God will come to judge the iniquities of the earth.
所以这个从那个时候开始，我想这个以诺呢就会根据这个神的启示，他就深受感动。
Ever since this point, Enoch was very touched by God's revelation.
他不知道这个孩子能够活多久。
He did not know how long this child may live.
但是从这个孩子出生的时候，他就知道这个马可斯拉死了以后呢，这个世界大灾难就会来临。
But he knew that world disaster will come when Methuselah dies.
也就是从这个开始呢，他就要立志跟随神，他就是有警醒。
And from this moment on, he chose to walk with God.
所以当洪水泛滥在地上的时候。
Therefore, when the flood came,
这个提到是挪亚长长是六百岁。
Noah was 600 years old.
那么在这个时候，这个马可撒拉有多大？岁数有多大呢
？How old was Methuselah at this point?
这个在五章二十五节，五节说这个马可撒拉呢是187岁生拉麦。
In Matthew.In verse 25 says, when Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech.
对，二十八节说这拉麦呢活到182岁生了挪亚。
And then it says, when Lamech had lived for 182 years, he became the father of Noah.
对，刚才又提到，就是我们讲起了七章六节说这个当洪水在泛滥的时候，挪亚是六百岁。
So we mentioned that Noah was 600 years old when flood came.
好，那我们把这个三个数字加起来呢，就正好呢，就是说969。
These three numbers add up to 969.
对，所以我们就知道，就是说当时就是提到上面提到说，这个马可撒拉活到969岁呢就死了。
So we know from this that Methuselah lived for 969 years and died.
所以就在他死了以后呢，这个洪水呢就发生了。
And after he died, the flood came.
所以神的话，他就是神说的话就是要实现。
So God's words will always be fulfilled.
所以这些数字呢，你把它加起来呢，就是能够应验主他的所话主话的信实。
And even these numbers fulfill God's word.
所以在这个上面上，我觉得这些数字呢，其实还是有意义的。
So I think that these numbers are very meaningful.
当然，这个上帝是这个马可撒拉的寿命呢是这么长的，那是等待人的悔改。
Of course, the longevity of Methuselah is for people's salvation.
我们知道，在挪亚建房子的时候，建这个方舟的时候，他就一直告诉这些人的好多人，许多人不听。
Even as Noah was building the ark, he warned many people who refused to listen.
也上帝也会告诉我们说，这个主耶稣要再来。
The Bible also says that Lord Jesus will come again.
所以到那个时候的这个信徒呢会被提上去。
And at that time, the believers will undergo the great rapture.
那么世界大灾难还会再来。
And then world's disaster will follow.
所以就是说，我劝我们中间还没有信主的朋友呢，应该就是不要等待，要抓紧时间。
So I urge you, if you haven't believed, don't wait any longer.
在这个大灾难之前呢，神也给我们预备了方舟。
Because even before the great disaster, God also prepared an ark for us.
这个方舟呢，就是主耶稣。
And this ark is Lord Jesus.
只要我们信他，我们就会在这个方舟里面。
Believing in him, and we will be inside the ark.
可这一次这个永久大灾难就不会临到我们。
So that the second disaster will not fall upon us.
因为这个约翰福音三章十六节说。
Because John chapter 3 verse 16.
说神爱世人，甚至将一他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的人。
so that whosoever believes in him
不至灭亡，反得永生
shall not perish, but have eternal life.
好，我们现在就从三个方面来看这个这个挪亚是怎么不是一诺是怎么与神同行的。
So let us look at how he met God with three points.
第一个就是与神同行呢，就必须就是与神同心。
The first says, to walk with God must be of the same, of one heart with God.
这二人若不同心，怎能同行呢？
Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?
这是就是出自于这个阿摩斯书。
This is from Amos.
所以谈到就是说一个原则，就是你要与神同行呢，首先要与神同心。
So basically the law says to walk with God you must be one heart with God first.
我们是今年夏天我们这个联神之课程，我想你要参加这个联神之课程，你可能就学到这个背景。
You probably have already learned this in the summer Sunday school.
当时就是这个这是当时这个先知阿摩斯对这个以色列人和犹太人所说的。
So this was what the prophet Amos said to the Israelites and the Jews.
当时这个以色列国呢，国富民强。
So back then Israel was in its heydays.
就像今天的美国一样。
Just like the America today.
虽然经济繁荣，但是人民的信仰呢越来越淡薄。
But even though it's economically strong, it's faithfully weak.
社会这个道德呢也越来越败坏。
Societal morals were very corrupt.
所以先知阿摩斯呢，他没有被这个国富民强这个假象说啊。说这个盲对
But the prophet Amos was not fooled by the
他指出这以色列的罪恶有两个方面
He pointed out that there are two iniquities in Israel's sins
第一个是敬拜的虚假
The first is that they worship idolatry
没有真心真意地来敬拜上帝
They did not worship God
第二个是对人的这个欺压
The second is the oppression of people
在社会上呢没有公义
There is no longer justice in the society
所以这阿摩斯就是真诚地对以色列人提出警告
So Amos warned the Israelites
要以色列要预备他们的心
That they should prepare their hearts
要寻求上帝
That they should seek God
只有这样呢他们才能够存活
In order to live
可惜这个对阿摩斯的这个讲告呢，以色列人他没有听进。
Unfortunately, the Israelites did not listen to him.
为什么呢？因为这是他们这个话是他们不喜欢听的。
And the reason is because they did not like to hear.
所以这个阿摩斯当时就指出，以色列人他们不听从话不听从神的这个真正的原因呢，就是他们与神不能同心。
Amos pointed out that the reason they couldn't listen to God is because they did not walk with God.
所以这个两人若不同心，岂能同行呢
？Therefore, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so.
所以两千年神借着这个阿摩斯告诉以色列人这个原则，今天对我们来仍然是重要。
So this statement is as important and true 2,000 years ago as it is today.
所以两个人要同行，首先要同心。
To walk together, the two must be of one heart.
不同心就没法同行。
If they are not one heart, they cannot work together.
那么与神同心同心指的是什么呢
？What does it mean to be with of one God, of one heart with the God?
我就打一个比方。
Let's see this example.
就是两个夫妻怎么能够同心呢
？How can a couple be of one heart?
是不是说只要他们这个两个人这个正式结婚？他们举行婚礼，他们互相订个婚约，就算同心呢
？Is it sufficient that they have a wedding certificate and that they live under the same roof？
对，还是说他们就是结婚以后，他们同吃同住，他们住在一个屋檐下，他们就算同心了
？Or is it sufficient that they simply eat together and live together under the same roof？
我想我们知道的当然不是了。
Of course, we all know that surely.
我们都看过很多实际的例子。
We know very many counter examples.
许多结婚以后的夫妇，虽然他们是住在一起
，many husbands and wives, even though they live together,
但是他们一点都不同心。
They are not of one heart.
我们也看到很多结婚以后有这个离婚的也很多。
We have seen way too many divorces.
我知道这个有些夫妻，我们就举一些夫妻过来，有些夫妻呢，他们之间呢是我起了三个证，第一个是要打硬仗。
So some couples actually like to fight.
意见不合呢，就是好像就是针尖对麦芒。
whenever they are in disagreement, they fight like enemies.
他们就是互不相让，说你厉害，我比你还厉害。
They always fight.
有些夫妻呢，好像是要打冷战，冷战。
On the other hand, some couples have cold fights.
就是有了什么事情就互相互不搭理。
Which means that they just simply don't talk to each other for days.
几天都不说一句话。
And be silent for many days.
你牛，我比你还牛。
You are cool.
还有些夫妻呢是要打软仗。
Some couples actually play soft fights.
意见不可能是藏在心里面。
Whenever they are in disagreement, they put it in their own heart.
表面上好像都说得挺好。
On the surface, they are still good together.
Yes, you are right.
Yes, you are right. 真的是对的。
对，但实际上呢，就是不动。
But in actuality, they
不动，
就不想动。
But in actuality, they never did anything.
对，你嘴里边虽然常说，但实际上就是没有行动。
They never took any action.
这个长时间下去呢，彼此都受到伤害。
This will surely damage the marriage.
你能够说他们同心吗？
How can you say that they are of one heart?
有好多夫妇呢，只是因为孩子的关系呢，他们没有离婚。
Many couples do not divorce because of kids.
他们勉强的要把这个关系维持下去。
With reluctance, they force themselves to this broken relationship.
但换句话说，如果你受了洗，加入了教会。
On the other hand, even if you are baptized and one member of the church,
你能够天天来参加聚会。
And even if you can still come to the church every single day,
这也不代表你能够与神同心。
It still does not mean that you are one heart with God.
那么到底如何与神同心呢？
So how can we be of one heart with God?
第一个就是要与基督的心为心。
The first is that our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
对，保罗这么提呢，就是说我们要就是基督如何思想呢？我们也应该如何思想。
Paul said this to remind us that we should think like God.
就是说谁我们要喜悦神所喜悦的事。
That we must like what God likes.
我们要憎恶神所憎恶的事。
We must hate what God hates.
我们再回到刚才所提到这个夫妻这个关系的例子。
Let us go back to the example of the husband and wife.
如果要同心，你首先要知道对方的这个意思。
To be of one heart, you must know what the other person means.
如果你连对方的心意都不知道，你怎么能和他同心呢？
If you don't even know what your spouse means, how can you be of one heart with her or him?
说如果先生下班以后呢，就是说饭前只管自己看报纸。
Say the husband after he got out of work, he came home and just read the news.
吃完饭以后，然后就是看电视上网。
And after dinner, he just browse online or watch TV.
美其名曰说我是要关心国家大事。
Saying that, I'm very concerned about the current events.
所以不去帮太太做饭，也不去帮太太照顾孩子。
But never help the wife and never help taking care of the kids.
就更不愿意花时间去和对方有了解有沟通。
And never spend time with his wife and kids.
那这怎么能做到同心呢？
How can this husband be of one heart with his wife?
这个很多夫妻的感情精华都是因为结婚以后没有这个缺少这个真正的沟通所造成的。
Many marital broken relationship comes from a lack of communication after marriage.
这个我和静蕾结婚是二十多年了。
My wife and I have been married for 20 some years.
我觉得在这个同心上面还是需要这个改进。
But even then, I still need to improve on my one heartness with my wife.
因为在好些时候，有时候她生气，我不知道她在生什么气。
Because sometimes I don't even know why she's mad.
不过我觉得我比以前还是有进步。
But I'm actually improving.
我就刚开始她生气不搭理我的时候。
The first time when she's mad and does not, when ignores me.
我还觉得她耳朵有毛病。
I feel that maybe something's wrong with her ears, that she ignores me.
所以同样的要与神同心呢，就是要花付出时间要明白神的心意。
To be of one heart with God, we must spend time to know what God wants.
所以你有没有每天去读经？
Do you read the Bible every day?
你是不是花在这个所谓关心国家大事的这个时间，对这个花在这个读经祷告的时间上要多？
Do you actually spend more time on your TV or newspapers than God's Word?
你有没有这个 就是常常祷告寻求神的旨意呢
？Do you constantly pray for God for His guidance？
如果你每天从早到晚都是忙忙碌碌啊，去忙自己的事情，那你怎么有时间去认识神呢
？Are you always so busy that you don't ever have time for God？
还有就是你有没有觉察到神这个生你的气呢
？And do you ever know that God is actually mad at you？
我们知道神是有性情的，神是会生气的。
We know that God is an emotional one. He can actually get mad.
就阿摩斯书他提到这个以色列人呢，他从这个三番四次的犯罪惹神生气。
Even Amos said the Israelites are repeatedly angered God.
所以我觉得我们有没有三番四次的犯罪来惹神生气呢？
Are we also doing the same?
所以我们都不知道神是不是生我们气，我觉得根本就谈不上这个与神同心。
If we don't even know if God is mad at us, we can't even say that we are one heart with Him.
所以第二点我要谈的就是要保守我们的心。
The second I want to talk about is to guard our heart.
这谈到就是你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为义上的果效是由心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
就是如果我们保守我们的心怀意念呢，就是知道神的心意也没有用。
If we do not guard our heart, it's useless that we know God's will.
因为你知道谁不让你做，而你偏偏去做。
Because we would actually do something that God doesn't want us to do.
就好像夫妻两人，如果没有爱，没有宽容，没有饶恕。
Just like the husband and the wife, if there is no love, no leniency, and no forgiveness.
不是说你不知道对方为什么会生气
？Then you wouldn't even know why your spouse is angry.
而是你知道了，你就偏偏就惹他生气。
And even if you knew, you would still don't care.
所以还有一些人是得理不饶人。
Some people are very slow at forgiving.
如果对方一定要承认自己错了
，even when your spouse admits his or her own fault.
还继续来数落，好像要借此来显示自己的正确。
You still refute your spouse in order to declare your.
这也是缺乏爱，没有宽容，没有饶恕的表现。
This is also a lack of love.
圣经告诉我们说，要有一颗清洁的心。
The Bible tells us to have a pure heart.
耶稣也说是清心的人有福了。
Even Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
对，因为他们必得见神。这罪恶常常来自我们到神的面前。
So sin is oftentimes separates from us from God.
圣经也说你们的罪业把我和你们隔离，我们怎么能同行呢
？Even the Bible says your iniquities have separated us, and so how can we walk together?
所以我们要常常这个认罪悔改。
Therefore, we must often repent.
要除掉我们心里的骄傲、嫉妒和各种的不义，才能与神同行。
To get rid of our own pride, jealousy, and various kinds of injustice.
我要讲的这个第二个方面呢，就是说要活出见证。
The second point I want to say is to live out testimonies.
这边提到就是说，以诺上那个马土斯拉之后呢，与神同享三百年，并且生儿养女。
It mentioned that after Enoch became the father of Methuselah, he walked with God for 300 years and had other sons and daughters.
对，以诺是一面与神同享呢，一面生儿养女。
So he was walking with God while rearing kids.
这个生儿养女就是必须要为子女的这个衣食而操心。
So rearing kids actually means worrying about their clothing and food.
就像你必须，就像我们今天的，你必须要去劳动，必须要去上班。
Just like today, you must go to work.
就必须在这个社会上必须劳碌奔波。
You must pay your diligence in this society.
就是我们说的要养家活口。
And this is what we call to make a living.
所以这个养儿育女，我觉得就是指的我们的日常生活。
So actually, this rearing kids is actually means our everyday life.
所以为什么神要将这个与神同享与这个养儿育生儿养女来相提并论呢
？Why does God especially focus on raising up kids and working?
因为我们基督徒的人生不是超市的人生。
Because as Christians, our life is surely not a surreal one.
我们不能逃避这个世界。
We cannot escape this world.
我们必须要面对这个世界。
We must face it.
我们要生活在这个世界，我们要活出见证。
We must live a living testimony in this life.
那么怎么能活出见证呢
？How can we live our testimony?
我们可以从以诺身上可以学习两点。
We can learn two things from Enoch.
第一个就是生活在这个世界又不属于这个世界。
The first one is to be in this world but not of it.
所以保罗在 十二章第二节也说，说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变换，叫你们查验何为上帝的旨意。
Even Paul says, don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to know the will of God.
所以不要效法这个世界，就是不要向这个世界看齐。
Not to conform to this world is not to follow its fashion.
所以提醒我们，就这个行事为人要用圣经做我们这个这个标准。
In everything, we must base our standard on the Bible.
不要被这个社会的潮流和风气所牵制。
And not be carried away by this world.
也不要因为说大多数人都这么做，那我就要这样做。
And not to do something simply because many other people are doing it.
所以神的话是我们一切一切抉择的这个准则。
Because God's word is our only cornerstone for everything we decide.
我们要不妥协，不妥协，我们要不随波逐流。
We shall never compromise.
就很明显，就好像说在高速公路上边开车。
It's just like driving on a freeway.
大家都在超速。
Everyone is over speeding.
这不说呢，你超速就是对的。
That doesn't make it that doesn't make over speeding legal.
我记得我们正好就是在这个礼拜五啊，我们在查经班的时候，正经就也查到这个罗马书十二章第二节。
We were actually reading Romans chapter 12 verse 2 in this past Friday.
所以我们正经就提到说，我们这个做基督徒是是在这个教会里边基督徒呢，还是说在这个工作还有单位上，还是？也要做基督徒。
Are we only a Christian at church or also a Christian at workplaces?
我觉得这个当时我们有好多一些讨论。
So actually we had a bit of discussion regarding this.
对，我觉得我们是不能够是在这个查经班在教会里边做基督徒。
We shouldn't just be a Christian in our fellowship class.
我们在教会里边谈到爱，谈到这个温柔谦卑。
We talk about love, talk about grace, and talk about humbleness in church.
我们到了家庭变成一个人。
And become totally a different person.
就大吼大叫
，yelling and squalling.
就常常争吵，互不相让。
Always fighting, never forgiving.
我们到了公司到了这个学校上班呢，就又变成另外一个人。
At workplace, we become another person.
别人怎么样，我就怎么样。
We do whatever all other people are doing.
别人回家早，我也跟着回家早。
People leave work early, and we do the same.
别人在说话，这个在谈天呢，我也在这个上班时间聊天。
People gossip during work, and I do the same.
别人说脏话，我要跟着说脏话。
People cuss and I do the same.
有一天，我听见一个弟兄和一些飞机徒交谈。
One day I heard a brother in Christ actually was talking.
他突然冒出了一句。
He said this.
他妈的。
What the hell?
让我吓了一跳。
It really shocked me.
对，当然在今天社会，这个道德败坏。
Of course, the societal morals are very corrupt today.
这个金钱万能。
And everybody look up to money.
至于还有这个就自我膨胀。
And everyone is self-boasting.
所以我们今天生活的这个世界呢，我觉得要抵挡这个影响是非常的难。
And
不容易。
It's so difficult to not be carried away by this world today.
许多时候呢，我们要承受一定的压力。
Many times we must undergo certain pressure.
我就举一个简单的例子
，for example，
就说这个半夜的谢饭祷告。
To thank God before a meal.
我觉得在我们教会，我们在午餐前，在聚餐前，我们都会做这个谢饭祷告。
Before every meal, we pray.
我们在家里边也会吃饭也会做这个谢饭祷告。
We do this at church and at home.
但是你出外吃饭，你到餐馆里边，当那么多人围着你的时候，你。敢不敢就是做你有没有做这个谢饭祷告
？But how about when you go out to the restaurants where there are so many people looking at you？
我刚到这个商学院工作的时候
，When I first studied in the business school，
我们每年有好多次聚餐
，We had many banquets。
那刚开始我觉得就是在聚餐的时候呢，我觉得想祷告。
At first I wanted to pray before a meal。
就看到有那么多人，教授、院长都坐在跟前。
But many people, professors, provosts, are sitting next to me.
就不好意思。
And then I feel kind of embarrassed.
然后就前后左右看一看。
So I looked around.
看好像没有人要祷告。
And nobody seemed to be a Christian.
我想这么多人，不可能中间没有基督徒吧
？But surely there must be some Christians among them.
我想既然他们不祷告，肯定有他们的理由了。
Maybe they don't pray for their own reasons.
我想在这种场合，可能这个谁也不会怪罪。
maybe God wouldn't mind if I don't pray either.
所以自己就跟自己这个找理由来随从这个世界。
So I also never prayed.
所以在这边，我想这个以诺给我们做了一个榜样。
So actually, Enoch gave us a very good example.
所以以诺他一面他过可以过这个人世的生活。
On one hand, he lived a human life.
他一面与神，同时他过这个属灵的生活。
On the other, he lived a spiritual life.
其实你看上面的话，你就知道在以诺那个时代呢。他的社会呢，并不比我们今天强。
So、if you actually read the historical background, you would know that the society back then was actually no better than today.
那个时候的人的这个道德败坏呢，犯罪堕落，就是罪恶蔓延。
The lust and transgressions that time was very very abundant.
所以在创世纪，你要看第六章第五节就说了，说耶和华见人在地上的罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
This is evident from chapter 6 verse 5 that says, The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
对，就是在6到11节、12节提到说，世界在神的面前败坏，地上满了强暴，神观看世界，见是败坏的，凡有血气的人都在地上败坏的香味。
Chapter 6 verse 11 to 12.Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways.
所以我们都知道，这就是神为什么要当时要就是要用洪水来这个灭这个世界。
And that's why God punished us with the flood.
对我们中国人有句古话说近朱者赤是近墨者黑。
The Chinese saying says proximity breeds assimilation.
对，但是这个以诺呢，就是他像这个我们中国也说的，说像藕一样，是出污泥而不染。
Also the Chinese saying says to not be dirty by the dust you walk over.
Okay, 首先我们大家知道什么意思啊？他没有这个，就是说，在当时那个社会下，他没有这个随波逐流。
He was not following the mainstream in the society.
他能够持守公义。
He could stand firm to his own justice.
他相信神的话语和应许。
He believed in God's word and promises.
他能够活出圣洁与神同享三百年。
He could live out holiness and walking with God for 300 years.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这个世界会给我们各种这个引诱和挑战。
Brothers and sisters, there are many temptations and challenges in this world.
但是不要忘记我们是属天的国民。
But don't ever forget that we are citizens of heaven.
所以我们要像以诺一样。
So we must be like Enoch.
我们要持续不断的。我们要谨慎，我们不要效法这个世界，我们不要随从这个世界。
We must not follow this world.
我们要拒绝诱惑呢，一直到这个直到天主。
We must refuse the temptations until we are home to heaven.
好，那个第二个呢，我想提一下，就是说我们提到说要培养这个敬虔的后代。
Okay, also, the next point is we must breed a generation that loves God.
在这个马拉基书在十五节提到说神他乃是愿我愿人得虔诚的后裔。
In Malachi, the God says that God is willing for us to have godly offspring.
我们为什么说他这个敬虔的后代？我们知道我们刚才问了大家说这个圣经呢记载是有第二个与神同行的人，就是挪亚。
We mentioned that the second person who walked with God was Noah.
创世纪第六章九节说挪亚是个义人。
Chapter 6 verse 9 says Noah was a righteous man.
在当时的时代是个完全人。
He was a perfect, blameless among his time.
所以挪亚与神同行。
So he walked with God.
那么我们知道这个挪亚呢，就是刚才你算的话，挪亚是这个以诺的重孙。
We know that Noah was Enoch's great-grandson.
这个我想挪亚他能与谁同行，就是与这个他从他这个父亲祖父从祖父他那里边所得来的这个 这个跟他们教育教导是分不开的。
So Noah actually followed his father, who followed his grandfather, for all this walking with God attitude.
所以以诺呢，他首先呢是一生多德，他把这个自己的美好信仰呢传给他的孩子叫马普斯拉撒拉。
So Enoch actually passed on his goodness with God to Methuselah.
那这马普撒拉呢，再传给这个拉麦。
Then Methuselah passed it on to Melech.
那拉麦呢，再传给这个挪亚。
And then Noah passed it on to Noah.
所以这个是多么美好的这个见证。
This is such a beautiful testimony.
这是多么美好的家谱。
Also a very beautiful lineage.
我们也知道这个不仅是传到挪亚，并且世世代代相传，直到传到这个弥赛亚主耶稣基督。
Not only was this passed on to Noah, but was passed all the way to the Messiah.
再经过这个几天，让我们这些信徒呢也能够得福。
And even after thousands of years, even we can be blessed from this.
所以是弟兄姐妹，我觉得神既然赐给我们孩子
，So brothers and sisters, since God gave us children,
他也把抚养教育的这个责任赐给我们。
He also gave us the responsibility to raise them up.
我觉得孩子能够有好的这个学习成绩，能够考上好的学校，这个是固然重要。
Of course, it's important for kids to get into good colleges.
我觉得我们中国人的这个中国的父母都在这方面都比较重视。
The Chinese actually value education a lot.
但是我们往往忽略了更重要的一点。
But what's more important?
就是要培育我们子女要有坚实的信仰。
Is to raise our kids so that they can have a firmly established faith.
要有美好的品格。
That they can have good personality.
要有健康的心灵。
That they can have healthy spirit.
这里边就是我觉得要举一个就是例子，就在200年前美国纽约州，我们纽约州两个家族的例子。
Another example is actually 200 years ago in America.
可以给我们有一个启发。
Could give us something to look up to.
有一个家庭，他这个主人是叫马克思朱克 Juke.
The family of Max Jukes.
他是一个不信主的这一个酒鬼。
He was a drunkard.
他经常是为非作歹。
Always been doing the wrong things.
他这个后代大概有1200多个这个子孙中，超过400人是因为这个行为不检而这个肢体残伤。
Of his more than 1200 offspring, more than 400 were actually what do you call it, adulterous.
310人呢是职业游民这个乞丐。
310 were homeless and beggars.
200位呢是妓女。
200 were prostitutes.
130个呢是这个判重刑的囚犯。
130 are criminals.
60个惯偷。
60 were thieves.
150个呢是犯淫乱和酒精中毒。
150 were adulterers or drunkards.
有7个呢是职业的杀人犯。
7 were professional murderers.
所以整个这个家族呢生活在贫穷、疾病、犯罪的堕落环境中。
The whole family lives under poverty, illness, and crimes.
无法翻身。
Never to escape.
但其中就有20个人呢，他们有这个谋生的技能。
There are only 20 who actually have a living skill.
但是这技能还是从监狱里面学回来。所以这个纠葛这个家族呢，不仅对社会没有贡献。
Not only does this family not have any contribution to the society.
他每年呢还要耗损这个社会呢，就是成千上万的这些资金。
It costs our society a lot.
我们再看另一个家族，那个家族主人叫这个约拿丹爱德华。
Another family from Jonathan Edwards.
他这个夫妻两个都是来自这个敬虔的牧师家族。
The couple, both people come from families of pastors.
他们能够，并且他能够经常这个信仰呢，世代相传下去。
And they have passed on their beliefs to their offsprings.
他这个子孙呢也有1000多名。
They also had about thousands of offsprings.
除了这个300名以上的传道人。
More than 300 were missionaries.
对，有传道人这个宣教士还是神学教授。
Missionaries, pastors or seminary professors.
还有140位的这个法官和律师。
140 were judges and lawyers.
有14位是大学的校长。
14 were principals, college principals.
有120位是大学的教授。
120 were college professors.
60个是医生
60 doctors
60个是作家
60 authors
还有这个就是一些成功的企业家还有国会议员。
Countless were successful.
另外这个家族呢出了一个美国的副总统。
One of them was actually vice president of America.
这个爱德华约拿丹爱德华他本人呢就是这个普林斯顿大学的做过普林斯顿大学斯顿大学的校长。
Jonathan Edwards himself was actually the principal of Princeton University.
所以这个家族带给这个社会和教会还有家庭的贡献和影响，就是说难以估计。
The positive impact his family have on the society is countless.
所以我们要将这个美好的信仰传给下一代呢，是不仅是对我们的子孙，也是对这个社会最大的祝福。
Passing on our belief to our offspring is actually also beneficial to our society.
So, 不仅只要把我们时间要花在这个孩子的学习和功课上。
So we shouldn't just spend our time on our kids' education.
我们更应该在孩子的信仰上，应该就是花时间和功夫。
But also on their faith.
我们要把孩子不仅要带到教会，更要支持孩子在教会的各种这个
We should encourage our kids in the services in the church.
并且更重要的是，我们自己要给孩子呢要做出榜样。
And also, we must be a living example for our kids.
要把孩子带到神的面前来。
We must bring them to God.
因为如今这个信仰的这个棒子一定要传给了你和我。
Because the baton of faith has been passed among you and me.
我们不能够让他在你和我的手中能够把它失落。
We can't drop it in our hands.
我们有责任要把它传递下去。
We have the responsibility to pass it on.
一直等到到主再来。
All the way till Jesus Christ comes.
第三个方面我要谈的就是说要一生之久。
The third point I want to talk about is life long.
这里他提到就是他就是信主以后就是他一直与神同行三百年。
So, right, they actually said they walked with God for 300 years.
那我也很理解。第一点呢，就是说要早信主。
First of all, you have to believe in God early.
这个刚才我们从上面看到说，他在65岁呢，他上这个马祖斯拉，他就在那个时候呢，他与主同行。那就说他是从65岁呢，他是信主的。
We know that Enoch started believing when he was 65 years old.
那有人说这个现在65岁都是退休的年龄。
But you might say 65 is almost like an age of
retirement. 那还什么年轻不年轻？
It's not an
age. 但是你要注意，我就刚才提到这些数字嘛，你要注意当时的人活的是900岁八九百岁是很正常的。
But you must know that people back then lived 900 years old even more.
所以就是在当时按照八九百岁来算呢，65岁我就算了，可能相当于我们今天18岁
In the scale of 900 years, 65 is like 18 or 20 years old in today's standard.
应该是说是很年轻的，对吧？
And 18 or 20 is actually a very young age.
对，就如果你要按照比例算是比较年轻，但是你要按照生孩子算，可能大概就是18-20岁。对，但是说这就告诉我说，以诺呢，他从年轻的时候就开始就是就早信主，一直与神同行，没有中断。
This says that Enoch started working with God when he was young.
上天也一直劝我们在年轻的时候就要跟从主。
The Bible also tells us to believe as early as possible.
所以摩西在他祷告中就说：“求神你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼快乐。”
Even in Moses' prayer says, May you let us experience your abundance early so that we may have a life full of your joys.
所以我们当中还没有信主的朋友，你要早信主。
So if you still haven't believed, do it early.
所以早信主呢，早得福。
The earlier the better.
如果信主的弟兄姐妹要带领我们的孩子早信主。
If you are already a believer, pass it on to your kids.
第二点我说的就是要这个坚持到底。
The second point is to laugh until the very last moment.
以诺他从65岁与神同行300年呢都是如此。
Enoch did this for 300 years.
一直没有改变。
Never changed.
我觉得我们有些人在追求的阶段呢是非常的这个渴慕，可惜呢只有五分钟的热度。
Some of us are not permanent in our passion for God.
所以受洗以后可能慢慢就这个就渐渐冷淡下来。
Once they get baptized, they are not as passionate before.
还有些弟兄姐妹就是找到新的工作以后，到了新的地方，环境变化，那么对神的追求呢，就渐渐的冷淡下来。
in some, the pursuit of God, the pursuit of God gets dampened as they get better jobs and move away to better places.
还有些人生完孩子以后，对神的服事就难难下来。
For some, they get dampened after they have kids.
还有些人是买了房子以后，对神的服事也渐渐难难下来。
For some, they get dampened after they bought big houses.
所以在这个世界上，我觉得有许多事情都会影响我们与神的这个关系。
There are indeed many distractions in this world.
有许多的诱惑，有许多的困难。
Many temptations and many difficulties.
如果我们一放松，我们就会失去对神的信心。
Whenever we slack, we would lose the faith.
所以与神同行呢，不是一件容易的事。
And so it's definitely not easy to walk with God.
所以呢，我们一定不要放松，要珍惜保存我们起初的那份爱心。
So we should hold fast to the initial firmness we had.
我们要继续追求，要不断的进行。
We must continually pursue God.
这个我们中国人还有一句话说，这个学如逆水行舟，不进则退。
The Chinese also says there can only be progression or regression.
所以我们跟神的关系也是一样，如果我们停止追求的话，我们不但不会前进，我们还会倒退。
Likewise, in pursuing God, if we don't progress, we will regress.
如果我们说读经祷告可有可无，
if we say that reading the Bible is
敬拜这个聚会呢是可有可无，
reading the Bible and worship is unnecessary.
所以这个，那么你与神的关系就不可能改进。
Then your relationship with God will never improve.
我小的时候，我记得我听过这么一句话。
I heard this story when I was young.
说一个人做点好事并不难。
Says it's not so hard to do a little good thing.
难的是一辈子呢做好事不做坏事。
What's hard is to do good things all the days in your life.
这个有没有知道这是谁说的？毛泽东说的是吧？
You know who actually said this? It's actually the founding father of People's Republic of China who said this.
当时我们小的时候，我们就在议论。
When we were young, we were debating.
我们也问大人，这个到底这么难，谁能做得到呢？
And we asked the grown-ups, who can achieve such a difficult thing?
最后结论是说，只有上人才能做得到。
And the only conclusion is that only God can do this.
今天我们知道以诺做到了，是不是？
We also know that Enoch did this.
所以我相信这个以诺在这个漫长的300年中，他一定会遇到不少的困难。
Surely Enoch faced many difficulties in these 300 years.
但是在这个情况下，他能够把这个信仰能够坚持到底。
But he held fast to his belief.
他也就是毛泽东所说，甚至做不到，但是以诺做到了，以诺就给我们树了一个美好的榜样。
毛泽东 also said
nobody
can achieve this, only God can.
以诺 can.
毛泽东
not.
Mao Zedong said that only Enoch can do this. But, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. 如果毛泽东读到上面的话，我想他大概就知道。
Right.
Yeah. 那么我想最后几点就是说，荣耀对齐。
The last thing is to glorify.To be taken away by God.
所以这个第五章第二十节提到说，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不在世上。
Chapter 5, verse 24 says, Enoch walked with God, and he was no more because God took him away.
所以以诺经过了这个漫长的岁月，他饱受这个艰难和试探，终于有了好的结局。
So the outcome of Enoch was to be taken away by God.
他这个结局呢，就是荣耀被神所取。
Of course, this outcome of taking away by God is very beautiful.
这个，他也没有见过死亡，他直接与神同在。
He actually never experienced death in the flesh.
这是一个何等美好和这个荣耀的结局。
This is a very beautiful ending for him.
这也是我们所有这个与神同行与神同行的人的盼望。
And it's what all of us long for.
最后呢，我想有一个故事来结束。
I want to end with a story.
这个有一个小女孩，有一天在这个主日学 以后呢就回家跟他母亲说。
A young girl after one Sunday sermon came back home and told her mother.
她的妈妈，今天我们在主日学听到一个非常动听的故事。
Mom, we actually heard about a story in today's sermon.
她妈妈就很高兴，就说你给我讲啊。
What is it? Tell me.
这个小女孩就说这个故事的主人这个名叫以诺。
So in the sermon, it says the protagonist was Enoch.
他妈妈，你可知道他将来和神呢在一起散步，并且走得很远很远。
Mother, do you know that he actually often strolls with someone all the way to faraway places? Do you know who that is?
他妈妈就说：“哎呀，那真好呀！说这个宝宝，你告诉我这个结局怎么样？结局怎么样呢
？”So mother says, "Oh, okay. So who is this and what's the ending?"
他这个小女孩就说：“哎呀，妈妈，你知道他们走呀走呀。”
So the little girl says, "Mom, they walked and walked."
就没想到走得太远了。
And then suddenly realized that they have walked too far.
说神就对这个以诺说。
And then God said to Enoch,
就说以诺啊，你离家太远了。
Enoch, you have been too far away from home at this point.
你不如进来和我住在一起吧。
Why don't you just stay here and live with me?
说亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters,
你愿不愿一天也听到神对你说
？You also want God to say to you,
说你离家太远了，不如进来和我一起住吧。
That you are so far away from your home now, why don't you come and live with me?
啊，让我们以这个以诺为榜样。
Let us have Enoch as our example.
让我们一起努力与神同行。
Work together to walk with God.
下面唱一首回应诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。
Let us sing, I'd rather have Jesus.
如果不会唱，可以唱诗歌本361页。
361。
生命生命
让满仓弟兄有这样好的信息。
Thank God for my